the end I'll say. Okay. Fine. Okay. So the Indian here is like this. We have the mitzvah of also li mikdash. They have to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Minchas Chinuch brings down in this mitzvah the halacha that ein binyan Beis HaMikdash balayla. We learn now from a pasuk, uveyoyim hakim es HaMishkan, that the Mishkan is put up in the day. So we say only in the day the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be put up, and the Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be put up in the layla. So there's a kasha that Tosfos asks in a lot of mesechtes, and right, one of them is in Shavuos, and another is in Sukkah, and another is in Rosh Hashanah, that we have the famous Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you're not allowed to eat chadash, right? People that keep this chadash, they can't eat it the entire 16th of Nisan. Right, really, according to the din, me'ikar din, as soon as it's the 16th of Nisan, you're allowed to eat chadash. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made it one day later. He said that you can't eat it until the next day, till the 17th. Practically speaking, that's really nowadays we're in chutzlarts, so we do everything sake of the yom, we push it off till the 18th. Okay, but it always falls out on Pesach, so no one feels it, because everything you're eating is matzah, and it's all yashin anyway, so no one ever feels the difference. But theoretically, right, if you would have some chadash, you would have to wait until a day later. So the Gemara says, why did he add a day? So the Gemara says, because gzeir shema yibona beis hamikdash. Because the din is, when you have a beis hamikdash, you have to wait till they bring the karbonoim. So meaning nowadays it's more kuladik mikar adin, that you can just wake up in the morning. There is no carbon to wait for anyways, because they're not bringing carbon. So nowadays, if you wake up in the morning of the 16th, once it's the morning, according to Ikar HaDin, it's already Yasha. But when you have a Beis HaMikdash, even when you wake up in the morning, you have to wait weiter until they bring the carbon oimer. Okay, so now, if we're going to go with the real din, that everyone's going to wake up 16th in the morning. Oh, I'm eating Chadash. 1 year the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and the person is going to wake up again and say, Ishtaked, last year I remember that I woke up and I ate Chadash, so this year I'm waking up and I'm going to eat Chadash. Little does he realize that this year there's a Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we're going to be geyser every year, and we won't let you eat it all day. So the Gemara says that's still Shever, because when did they do the Oimer? They used to do it by midday, right? By Chatzos. So make a gzeir that you have to wait till midday. Why a whole day? Even if you're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, midday is sufficient. And for the Gemara, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built at the last moment. It will be built at the night, mamish that very night, the night of 16, and everything will be in a big tumult and a big hassle, right? And Mimela, they won't get the carbon done by midday, and it's going to be a last-minute matzav. So Mimela, being that that might happen, so we just say, don't eat it all day, because it might end up that the Oimer carbon will be brought mamish very close to Shkia time because of that. So, okay, that's the gzeir the Gemara brings, that you can't eat it all day. So, Tosfos asked the Kasha, and Rashi too, what do you mean that the Beis HaMikdash might get built the night before, but you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night? So, how is that going to happen? And for Rashi and Tosfos, I'll ask you another Kasha, because the Gemara says, Inami, another possibility, maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to get built on Yom Tov Pesach, on the daytime Yom Tov Pesach, and it's still going to be a big rush, because you know the next night they're going to have to quickly get everything all together, and again till they get to the Omer, how could you say Inam you'll build on Yom Tov? You can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. Ain't been Beis HaMikdash Yom Tov. So both options in the Gemara are very tzarichin. Zokt Rashi and Taisvis, right? Mikdash Hashem koinenu yadecha. The third Beis HaMikdash Hashem is building. Hashem doesn't have to keep the Torah, so he could build it on Yom Tov if he wants, and he could build it at night if he wants. Right? He doesn't have to keep the Torah. So Memela, that's the answer to all the problems. That's the two options of the Gemara. Very good. Number one, maybe Hashem will build it on Yom Tov. Number two, maybe Hashem will build that at night. Okay, that's the piece of that Rashi and Tosfos agree on that. They Tosfos even says, Kach Pirush Rashi.
The Lashon is that Hashem doesn't have to keep the Torah? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That's why I added that Lashon in. They just say, since it's Hashem, there's no problem. Okay. Ah, well, that might be part of building. I mean, attaching it to the ground is usually baina. But okay, but I'll call upon him. That's what Rashi and Tosfos answer. So the Mikdash David, and also Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau, you know, he has a sefer called Sefer Mitzvot Rav Sadji Goin. These two Achronim both ask Akasha. Bishlama, if you're talking about Isurim, that you're not allowed to build that at night, or you're not allowed to build Yom Tov, very nice, good answer, Nicha. The Rebbeinu Shalom does it, no problem with Isurim. But if you look in the Yerushalmi, in Yuma, in Perek Aleph, the Yerushalmi says that if you did do it at night, it's pasul le'avodas hayoyim. If you put up the Beis HaMikdash at night, it's pasul. It's not kosher for avodas hayoyim. Now the Rive, this Yerushalmi is in the Tos Kahanim as well. It brings this thing, and you know what it's talking about. It's talking about when they put up the Mishkan during the Shivas Yemei HaMeluim. So every single night, they would put the Mishkan up. That's what they would do. And then the Yerushalmi says that after morning, after it became morning, they would disassemble it again and put it up another time. Because HaKamas HaLayla Psula LaAvodas HaYom. When you put it up at night, it's only good for nightly Avodas. Like HaKtaras HaMurim, which is kosher at night. But you cannot... It's not kosher. The Mishkan is not kosher. What's that?
That's a human hakamah.
Okay, very good. Well, 1 second. So they're asking. So
I thought they're asking if the Abishah.
They are asking.
So it's possible to say that.
Yes, they are.
But the Mishkan was a human construction.
Okay, but I'm saying if the din is that when it's put up at night, it's possible. So how does it get kosher just because Hashem did it? I'm saying.
Because whatever Hashem does can't have any chasarness.
Okay, so then you're just saying, what you're basically saying is it's like Harasha, or I don't know, or whatever. But all right, there. If you don't say Harasha, then night is no good. That's their kash. No aveir, fine, but it's puzzle.
That's for every day, the next day, they have to take it apart.
You've got to put it up in the day, right? If you didn't put it...
I mean the Beis HaMikdash.
If it was built at night, it will never be ever good for the ever and ever, right, for any avodah of the yoin. So that's their kasha. That's the kasha that they ask. So my first attempt to answer is like this. That... Really, we know that we paskin, the Rambam paskins, I mean the Ravid argues, but the Rambam paskins, that makrivin afal pisha ain't bias. Really, right now, the way the Beis HaMikdash with nothing there, you could go and bring a carbon right now. Afal pisha ain't bias. So Taisus really says, a shayla, Taisus says, so why are they waiting to bring the carbon oimer till the Beis HaMikdash is built? I mean, if you could do it without a Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says, but there's a din that shirayim of a mincha have to be eaten. When you bring the omer, you put the kaimitz, you burn the kaimitz, and the shirayim you eat. Now the Pasuk writes, v'ichlu ha-matzos etzel ha-mizbeach. Pasuk in Shmini. You have to eat the mincha matzah. You're not allowed to turn it into leaven. It has to be eaten matzah. Eitzal HaMizbech, says the Gemara, from Eitzal HaMizbech we darshan that You can't mizbeach she nifgam. If there's a pegam in the structure of the mizbeach, ain't oichlim beginei shiur miyachus. You can't eat shiur miyachus when you have a pegam in the structure of the mizbeach. So Zoktaisis, that's the problem. You could get through being makriv the oimer, but then you won't be able to eat the shiraim of the oimer. Because there's a din that, that if there's a dent, you can't eat a kal v'chomer if there's zero. So you have to have the mizbeach. So all right, well, I mean, you're going to have to make them, but if you know how, I mean, all right.
Well, don't
we don't have that now, I hear. I don't know, 1 minute. Big Day Kahuna does not have, Kohen Hedi does not have tchelos in it. You just need linen. Okay, well, you don't need a Kohen Gadol.
Tzitz, you need the tzitz from Marat.
If you're Tame, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. But if you're Tame, I'm saying if you get the Paraduma, if you get the Paraduma back.
That's not...
Ah, I hear. Okay. Let me just think for a minute. You need the tzitz if you hold tumah d'chuya b'tzibur. Okay. If you hold tumah rehutra b'tzibur, you don't need. If you... 1 minute. Taisvis also, 1 second. Taisvis' shita is that if the koihanim are tamei, you don't even need a tzitz. If the korban is tamei, you need a tzitz. You still have a point, because by a mincha, if I'm Tommy, the mincha will also be Tommy, because I do kmitza. I hear. Okay, that's true. Practically speaking. Oh, so that the Mikdash David is Marech Alad if it's Makiv B'Dievet. But for sure, Lechatchila, we're not going to do it. Because, right, you're being maybe Lebes Apsul, you're not going to do it Lechatchila. So you're going to wait. Lamaisi, you're not going to do it until you have. Oh, so, Imkein, it comes out like this. If, let's say, the base Mikdash would come down at night, why do I need the base of Mikdash here at all? We just asked this kasha from Taisus. You don't need the base of Mikdash at all. You makriv an aval pishayim bais. You need it because you have to get away to have those shiore menachas. Now, that is something that can be done at night. You're allowed to eat a mincha at night. You don't have to. The din is it's nechal yoyim bolayim. You can eat it at night. So the mizbeach, which would come down at night, would be enough for my purpose of the oimer. Because it wouldn't be enough taka to, let's say, do zrika on it, because zrika has to be done in the day. But it would be enough of a mizbeach to eat the mincha. So memela, okay, the mizbeach may come down in the night, and it would do the job that we could bring oimer the next morning. So the Gemara fits in.
We don't go bust with das chala of the homfri.
Meaning
das chala of the oimer, which is done during the day.
Well, as far as the haschala, I don't even need any mizbeach whatsoever, because makrivin avo b'shem bayis. So for that, I'm okay. Where does my problem begin? The shirayim have to be eaten etzel hamizbeach. So I just need a mizbeach, which is sufficiently kosher for eating the shirayim. So a mizbeach, a nightly mizbeach, is fine for that. So this is something. So memela, maybe you can answer the kash. However, I'm not very happy with that teretz for 2 reasons. First of all, what if you hold not like the Rambam? I'm saying it's a machlekes tanoim, right? There's a Tana that says ein makrivin. There's a Tana that says this is telling the famous shaila kedusha shniya ki chalasid lavai or kedusha shniya loy ki chalasid lavai. It's a machlekes tanoim. So very nice. The Rambam paskins that is kijalasid lavi. The Ravid paskins loy kijalasid lavi. It's a machlokes tanoi. So are we going to say then that the entire gezeira? Yes. The Rambam says even though I said kijalasid lavi on the makam hamikdash, but Yerushalayim I hold was not kidsha. And the Ravid even says yeah. So im kain, that's the first har. L'chayra, are you then going to say that the entire gezeira that will be built at night, and which was the cause of this takonus, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is only true if you hold kitchla sidlava. So if that would be my kasha, I could give an answer that the Gemara Lamaisa gave two options, right? The Gemara said one option, it was built at night. One option, it was built on Yom Tov. So each option would cover one day and everything Shalom Al Yisrael. So that's not the world's biggest problem. But what bothers me more is that really a possibility that the Ribbono Shel Olam would bring the Mizbeach down at night and you would have a partly kosher Mizbeach, and then when tomorrow you want to do Zerika, you'll knock it down and put up a different one. So the whole Mizbeach that Hashem brought down from Shemayim was good enough for the Omer, because there I needed to eat the Shirayim. It doesn't seem such a mistaber dik gzeira. L'chayr, when the Shemayim brings down the Mizbeach, that's supposed to be the Mizbeach. Not that the Mizbeach is good to eat Shirayim, but then you break it apart and put up a different one. It doesn't seem emes. Doesn't seem like that's a true way to learn the Gemara. Okay, so that's what's bothering me. Oh. So
why does the parak say not eat chametz on Pesach? Because it's a mincha. What would that? It's Pesach time now. Telling that to have the mincha become chametz. What's the chiddush?
Why are you putting chametz and Pesach into this? What do you mean?
The
carbon oimer is okay, but the pasuk of ichlua matzah is by stam. It was a mincha.
Oh,
we learn it out every mincha, but it's not written right there. Yeah, it's not written by the oimer. The pasuk of ichlua matzah is in Shemini, right? Right.
You have to eat the shrine of the oimer also, right?
You do have to eat the shrine of the oimer. Yes, and we do learn out that it has to be matzah from that pasuk, but it's not written by the oimer. So another possibility would be what the Aruch Lener wants to tie into this possibility, that maybe the din that the Yerushalmi mentioned, that when you build the Mishkan at night, it's pasul, applies to the actual Binyan HaMishkan. But the Mizbeach is not included in the pasul. The Mishkan proper, or now the Beis HaMikdash, which is in place of the Mishkan. But when you have the Mizbeach, that wouldn't be included in the psul. Izoi bazoi, we could explain the Gemara very nicely, that the Mizbeach will be built at night. Going back to our old shtickle tire that we already said, that really makrivin anyways alpha b'shem bais. As far as the Kedusha, you don't need to build anything. Why are we in any need of something? For one little reason, because the Shirayim need to be next to the good Mizbeach. So we need a Mizbeach, that's all. So the Shemayim will bring down a Mizbeach at night. And the Aruch Lener claims that the Psul...
Change walls.
You
eating near the Mizbeach without a wall around it is good.
Yeah, because the Kedusha is there. You don't need the wall.
All things always need to have the wall for anything that you eat in the Azara.
Well, it just says it should be Lifnim min HaKloim, because that's the border, but you don't need a wall. You don't mamish need a chayma. By Yerushalayim, the Gemara says if the wall fell down, the kedusha went off. But that's because the Gemara was saying that the kedusha is batla. But if you go kid shalasid lavoi, then you've got an azar. Then you don't need. The Gemara says beferish that it says shamati kishahoyu boinin hayu oisim kloim, right? And the Gemara says, why did they need kloim? I thought you're going kitchalasi lalas. Like, where's it? Sniusa, right? You don't need the walls really. So okay, so it comes out that maybe we'll say a new possibility that the mizbeach is not included in this din of the psul and memela. The Mizbeach can come down at night. It's only the Mishkan is possible. But the Aruch Lener really is a very, okay, very nice, but he knows himself that he's really arguing with Rashi and Tosfos. Because according to the Aruch Lener, just like the Psul does not apply to the Mizbeach, so too the Isser doesn't. Because both are learned from the same Biyoin. So, according to the Aruch Lanier, the whole Tosfos and Rashi are schlugged up. He himself says, I know I'm going against Rashi and Tosfos. Because Rashi and Tosfos are all worried that you're not supposed to do it at night, and they come with this bikasha, you're not allowed to do it at night. Zog Rashi and Tosfos, Hashem did it. According to Aruch Lanier, bikasha made karalesa, because the whole din is on the Mishkan. So very good. Okay, Lafida Aruch Lanier, we have a teretz. But we're trying to figure out for Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos say that it does go on the Mizbeach. And so, if so, what are we going to say? So the Stipler in Shvuah Simin Yud tries to answer the kasha. He brings that the Mikdash David. He brings the Mikdash David. So he says like this. He says, what is the psul exactly? When you build a Mishkan or a Beis Mikdash at night, is the pshat that it's a positive paslus? It's like a tumor or something. The night is metame the Beis Hamikdash or something. No, the pshat is it's a negative. It's like he brings the lashon haGemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma, let's say somebody puts the bread of the lechem upon him at night. You're supposed to do it at day, and he set up the lechem upon him at night. Nasek misha sidra yakoif. It's like a monkey did it because it's the wrong time. So the doing is no doing. Same thing, if you put up the Mishkan at night, or the Beis Hamikdash at night, what you do is not getan. So, nase kemi shabana hakoif, it's like a monkey put up the Beis Hamikdash. So what's so bad, taka, what if a monkey would put up the Beis Hamikdash? So, shmamina, it's bad. The din is, says takim, you have to, the Lashon of the Pasuk, Vake Moisa and Takim, Ayid has to erect the Beis HaMikdash. And if it was done by a monkey, it's possible. So the Pshat is... very good, we're getting much Zok there. I was going to bring that later. The Tiferes Yisrael says like you, but the Tiferes Yaakov says that if you look through the Psukim, you only see that Goyim were involved in the raw materials like cutting stones and cutting logs and things, but it never really says that a Goy was actually installed it. But the Tiferes Yisrael does say like you, they argue with each other about that. So yeah, Taka, I was going to say that machloikis, mamish has to do with this stipler. Anyways, so look the stipler like this. It comes out that the yesoid v'shoirish of this psul is that we need a yid to put up the Beis HaMikdash. Once we have that din, now the night, when you do it at night, it's like your doing was no doing. And memela, it just fell here. It's like memeladik without the... So that's a psul. Now Rashi and Tosfos are saying that the we learn out Mikdash Hashem Kainenu Yadecha. Says Rashi and Tosfos, this is a limud that the third Mikdash Hashem's hands will make it. It will be done by Hashem. So Zok, the stipler, now let's say Hashem will do it in the day. Forget about at night. The Gemara is Choshesh at night. But what if Hashem will do it in the day? How is it good anyways? But he didn't put up the base of Mikdash. And we need a person, a yid, to put up the Beis HaMikdash. Teretz is Gzeir Sakasav, Hiras Shah. The Teretz is that the Rebbeinu Shalom wrote the Pasuk, Hashem said, put it in the Torah, Mikdash Hashem. No, this one is different. This one can come without a person. So once that is clear to us, that the third Beis HaMikdash doesn't need a person, so then, night, day, who cares? The night, the whole issue of the night is that it's not considered that a person did it. The third Beis HaMikdash doesn't have to be done by a person. So, well, there's nothing worse if it's at night anyways. That's the teretz that the stipler says. So, in other words, what the stipler is really saying is, shiny Beis HaMikdash HaShlish. That's what he says. That's the words he uses. He says, that there's a din that has to be put up, that there has to be a komas hamishkan. That's true for the mishkan. It's true for the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. It's true for the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. And in that din of asiya, there's a din, when should the asiya be done? In the day. And if you do it at night, it's no asiya. But in the third Beis HaMikdash, where Hashem said He's going to do it Himself, so with that alone, Hashem has just said, Shiny Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. There is no Asiyah here. If there's no Asiyah here, so the night, day, who cares? The whole night is a condition in the Asiyah. That the Asiyah is only a good Asiyah when it's done by day, and if it's done by night, it's not a good Asiyah. But you don't need Asiyah b'chalal, so then it doesn't matter.
Or you can say there's Asiyah, but there's no Zman Asiyah, because Eibush is a Ma'amun Zman.
Okay, but he's saying more. He's saying that there's no Asiyah, the stipler. He's saying there's no Asiyah because Asiyah was a person. That's what he's saying. So,
the question that there was no human, there won't be any human.
It's not Pashat at all. There's two things. There's the Maral Diskin that my father told me over that he heard it from his Rebbe of Pahler, and I believe his Rebbe of Pahler, I think, said it from the Maral Diskin. I'm not positive. I think from Maral Diskin or maybe from the Brisker Rav. But it's for sure printed in the name of the Maral Diskin. The Hareinu Bevinyanoi. The Samcheinu Besikunai. What's the two things? Hashem's going to build it. So let us see. Let's watch. The Hareinu. We're not going to do it. But Hashem wants us to get some kind of mitzvah of asul mikdash. If Hashem does it all, then we'll never get to do the mitzvah. So memela, the gates, it says tavu ba'aretz she'areha, that the gates from the old mikdash sank in the ground. So those can't come from Shemayim. They can't. They're down here. So those aren't going to come down. So who's going to? They're going to come out of the ground. Who's going to put those on? We're going to put those on. So memela, with that, we'll get the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the tikkunai. So v'samchenu, give us the simcha b'tikkunai when we fix the doors on ourselves. That's...
Because you need the doors to be... Okay,
I don't know if he mentions that, but Feirish, he brings the Gemara in Bava Basra that says that if you close the doors, that's like a chazaka on the whole thing. So memela, it's like you did something to the whole thing. That's the Gemara he brings.
That has to be done during the day. This
that might have to be done in the day. I see. Because that still has a din asiyah. I hear. Okay.
Maybe you could bring the mincha without putting the doors on.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be. You could still bring the mincha without the doors on. Yeah. Yeah. So. I think the Medrash says that the reason why Hashem sank them in the ground is that they're there
for Shmira.
Yeah, I think that. Okay, so this is the stipler. So before I go, I want to say with this stipler's Gzeiros HaKosev, he just answered a few other shailas that the Achronim ask. Gzeiros HaKosev, everything is there. One is the Mikdash David has a kasha that there's a din that the Mizbech has to be built lishmi. There's a din that the Mizbech is built lishmi. So he says, how can Hashem bring it down? Only a person can do lishma. That's his kasha. And then there's other achrayinim.
Only a person can do lishma.
I hear. He's saying like lishma is like you have to have like kavana. That's what he's got. And then some achrayim say the whole base of mikdash has to be built lishma, so you can have the kasha on the whole base of mikdash. There's another kasha from the Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda says like this.
That's only if people are making it. It's for osu.
Oh, all right. So that's I'm basically really saying what your answer that the stipler said. Here, Hashem wrote in the Torah that the third one is not going to be done by people, so it doesn't. It's not included.
These aren't questions on the stipler.
No, these are. I'm saying the stipler will answer right with this stipler. He will answer the Mikdash David's kasha. There's also a Kli Chemda. He says like this. The Rambam says that women are also chayav in the mitzvah of asul mikdash. It's not just men, women also. So the Kesef Mishnah says, where is the mekor to that? Because it says, vayaviu matva, the women, all of them. Oh, that's right. The Rambam says that. Is there any chiddush you want to know? The chiddush that I know of, I don't know why the Kesef Mishnah, he doesn't say what the chiddush, he just says the mekor. Oh, that's the chiddush that some achronim say.
They're chayav in the other ones too, though.
Yeah.
So then,
there's
room for those too.
Yeah, right. So, but there is a chiddush on all of them. In other words, because you may have thought it's a zman grama.
That's the chiddush for all of them. Then.
That would be Cheshvalta, right? All of them equally. Many Acharonim talk about that. Like, why wouldn't it be? Well, maybe if we could get there, we get to the... But anyways, the Rambam says the women are chayiv in the building the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Kesef Mishnah, where is the Mekor in the Chumash? Because it says, Vayaviu Matveh, that the women sewed, wove the curtains. Yeah, right. So you see it there too.
Thousands of girls
who build, wove it. So the Kli Chemda says that he doesn't understand. I think he quotes it. It's not his own kash. He brings that he doesn't understand where you see that from there. What if women wouldn't be chayv? They can't donate. I'm saying maybe they're potter, but the women wanted to do some work for the Beis HaMikdash. He gives an example. It says that, let's say, a chayr shaykh of a cotton wanted to give a machtas a shekel. They don't have to. But it says, you're mekabel miyadon. If they want to give, they, you can take. So where do you see that the women are chayv? Oh, yeah.
Take it,
right. So you see, okay. So again, we don't, but you would say, where do we see that they have a chiv? Maybe they were donating it. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, Zok the Kli Chemda.
Aren't all their donations belong to their husbands?
Well, if their husband lets them bring it. That's why some Achronim say, it says, Vayavoyu ha'anoshim al hanoshim. That the men came with the wives to answer your thing, to tell the base of the gizbar, we agree they could take it. Okay, so the Kli Chemda says a teretz. He says b'shem ha'achroinim. There's a shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says we know, and this is so. Let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara says if somebody is not chayiv in kshiras tefillin, he's not b'ksivas tefillin. So a woman cannot be a soifer, because a woman is pater from kshiras tefillin, doesn't have a chiv tefillin, can't be a soifer. So the Rabbeinu Tam extends this Gemara as a limud l'chol ha-toira kula, that a woman or anyone like that who doesn't have the chiv cannot do any mitzvah, cannot create the object. So his example is tzitzis. A woman is pater from tzitzis, she cannot be the one to spin the tzitzis. And then Taisus brings from Rabbeinu Tam that a woman shouldn't bind the Arba Minim together because
she couldn't.
Oh, so the Achronim asked that for a kasha. It's a beferish din in the Gemara Sukkas Gambach. A woman could make a sukkah, so that's a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Even a goy can make a sukkah, right? So this is a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. That's a whole Dvar Torah how to answer the kasha, that kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. But he still says, b'shaloi, that if a woman is not in the mitzvah, she cannot create the object of the mitzvah. So says the Kli Chemda, the Kesef Mishnah was referring to that idea. And Mimela, if a woman wasn't in the obligation of making a mishkan, she wouldn't be possible to create a mishkan. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah meant. We see here that the Noshim were able to create the curtains. So this is a must be that they're mechuyev making it. Okay, that's the pshat he gives. Frek the Kli Chemda. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the third base of Mikdash? He not mechuyev. Same kasha. So according to the stipler, all the kashas get the same answer at one after the other. Hashem said, Beis HaMikdash Shlishi Shaini. That's it. The third one, Hashem said he's making it. Don't worry about Lishma. Don't worry about Asiya. Don't worry about Bar Chiyuva. Don't worry about all these things. Now, Agav Urcha, I said over this kasha to somebody else, to Eid Yudah Weiner. He's a son of Rav Shragi. And he said a nice, his own answer. He said, why do you have to be a Bar Chiyuva? Because you have to have connection to the mitzvah. And if you're a woman, you're not connected. You can't do it. Hashem has a lot of connection to the mitzvah. He gave the mitzvah. So maybe that could be in place of being a bar chiyuva. You could be a mitzuveh or a mitzaveh. Either way, you're connected to the mitzvah. That was his parents. What?
You're in your run.
Okay, right, like that concept. Yeah, right, like that kind of concept. Okay, so that's, anyways, all these kashas would get answered with the stipend.
So what happened to the buzzer? Did he know what Moshe Rabbeinu said? That was just for the first two.
You mean doing, because it says Ma'aseh Yadeinu. It comes out, it's only for that, right? But the third one, yeah. But there is one very ikari thing that you see the stipler is saying, and all these achrayim are saying, and I just want to know, is it pashat? Is it pashat, taka, all these things, that what Hashem does, it's not called asiyah, and when Hashem does it, it's not called lishma, and when Hashem does it, it's all these problems? Reb Shragi said a nice marmok. It says by Miriam that the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis she got tzaras. Who's gonna put her in? Who's gonna take her out? Moshe is not a kohen. Aaron is her brother. So who's gonna do it? So Hashem said, "Ani kohen, ani masgira, ani paitra." That's what Hashem said. So Reb Shragi asked Reb Tzvi Berkowitz, when they were in Kail, a little while ago, that he said, "I don't understand. Hashem is from Zera Levi? What do you mean he's a Kayan? What is he? According to Halacha, you can count." So he said, "Vas Retzdu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom says, that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom means. The Vegzenish Kain Kashas." That's what he told. So, in other words.
How could you say because at that time it was Bechor?
Wait, why? This is not so early. This is by when she said Lashon Hara, Moshe was already, there was all Mishkan and so on. Yeah, it was already passed.
So maybe that's why Moshe said, Kael never found out. Who's going to take over the
name? Okay, but then it says in the Gemara, Hashem said he'll do it, because he's a kohen. So you see that even, this was a halacha, I mean, this was a real halacha. He had to make her get saras, and Hashem said she's tamei. And then Hashem said, so how does everyone know? I don't know. Like, I don't know how when the Rebbeinu Shalom does it, it's lishma. I don't know. When the Rebbeinu Shalom does it, it's considered an asiyah. I'm just asking on this whole thing that they're all saying there's all these problems, lishma, and this. Hashem said, I'll be very physical. I'll say, Hashem's a kohen? If Hashem's a kohen, so a kohen made the Beis HaMikdash. What's the problem? A kohen made it lishma. What's the problem?
What's the right over there? Because you need a kohen to make it mitzvah also.
Yeah, so it says, animas gira. Hashem said, I'll put her in.
Because it's altogether different than the halacha. The fact that she became a tzaras is only it's also extra.
Okay, but if you can have this extra thing, so it's similar to what you were saying, sort of, that the Rebbeinu Shalom does it, then it fills in any issue. The Rebbeinu Shalom can make any issue get resolved with the way Hashem does it. He can make it lishma somehow, and he can make it considered done. And okay, I'm pointing out a good ha'ara, important ha'ara to remember here. All these achroinim are saying it's got to be a hiras shah. It's really possible according to the regular din. It wouldn't be. It would be psul lishma, and it would be a psul of barchiva, it would be a psul of asiyah. But the Hashem was gazer that this time we're not doing those din. Is that the way you're supposed to say? Or is the way you're supposed to say is that when Hashem does it, it's considered lishma, and it's considered asiyah, and it's considered, okay, that's our number one. But, okay, so whichever way you go on it. But now, the big horror is like this. The Rambam argues on the entire Rashi and Tosfos, famous thing that they bring, that the Rambam says in Perek Yud Alef of Malachim, that the job of Mashiach ben David, a regular person, who yivne es beis hamikdash. And then the Rambam goes through a whole thing about Mashiach. He says, how do you know who is Mashiach? So if when he does all the things, he wins all the wars, and he gets all the yidden back, I think, to do tshuva maybe, or maybe he says in Eretz Yisrael too, I forget. And he builds the Beis HaMikdash, then he did that. If he made the war and he got everyone back in Eretz Yisrael and he built the Beis HaMikdash, then he could be sure, now you know he's Mashiach. That's what it says in the Rambam. You mean there it says, Kiata Hashem, Ba'ishitzata Ba'ishatzasid Liznois. All right, so I'll say in a minute what the Rechlaner says. So, anyways, according to the Rambam, the din is that a person's going to make it. So the Rechlaner already asked, these Chazals. It says that it's in the show. So he says, Pshat, the Rambam holds Pshat in the Chazals like this. It says in Tainus, Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, Mechuva Neged, Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. Rashi in Vayetzi Same thing. There's a Beis Hamikdash in Shemaim. It's right opposite the Beis Hamikdash down here. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is all true by the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon VaHasheni. But by the Shlishi, Hashem's going to put the Beis Hamikdash Shel Maila right down inside the Beis Hamikdash Shel Mata, K'moy Neshama B'Sei HaGuf. And it means like when Hashem came down on our Sinai, Hashem's Shekhinah was down here. By the third Beis Hamikdash, again, Hashem will bring it down. Right, Mamish, it will be here. But Avada, we're going to build the Beis Hamikdash, and Hashem will put the Beis Hamikdash Haruchani, and it will be in the Beis Hamikdash HaGashmi. But Avada, that's how the Rambam holds, that the person's going to build the Beis Hamikdash. So if the Rambam holds that it's a person, so now we're Mamash Hadra Kushila Duchta, that, how does the Gemara say you're going to do it at night? L'chayra, you aren't allowed to do it at night. And how does the Gemara say you're going to do it on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So the emphasis is that the Me'iri, who always goes with the Rambam, Kayadua, already shtels on it, right on the spot in the Gemara Sukkah. He says the Gzeira is that the Olam is going to have such a chavivis to make the Beis Hamikdash that they're going to make a tos and they're going to forget the din. And Mimela, they're going to end up building it at night and on the Yom Tov by mistake. It's a pellet. Mashiach came, yeah, and everyone wants to build the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gezeirah is they're going to goof and they're going to make it at night or on Yom Tov. Oh, very good. So the kasha is very nice that they'll do Aveira by mistake, but it's puzzle. Right, so the Chayyar we didn't get anywhere.
According to the Aruch HaMeir, can we say the whole same Shtigl Torah, once the Eibush is master of the Shekhinah, becomes a different... now it's Lishma, now it's everything.
How is it? Because they did it at night. Because they did it at night, so L'chayr it's possible. So, I hear, Pashtus, that's not the halachic Beis Hamikdash, is the physical. I can't go into, you know... But Al Kapanim, according to the Pashtus, it should be possible. So how does it help? Oh. So the Pashtus is that the Rambam Be'emis is going Lishitase. Because in the Rambam, there's the Halacha Perek Aleph, Halacha Yed Aleph, it says, Ein Boinim Beis Hamikdash Balayla. And then at the end of that same Halacha, Ein Binyan Beis Hamikdash B'Yom Tov. Now, if you built the Beis Hamikdash b'Yom Tov, hakol moedim it's kosher b'diavad. It's an issur because you were mechal Yom Tov. But everyone agrees that the Beis Hamikdash is kosher b'diavad. And the stipler even says, if you want a raya, I don't know what you need one, but in case you want one, he says, oh, okay, you might get into the issues, you know, mitzvah b'aveir, but I mean mitzad, like, you know, the halacha of that the Beis Hamikdash is like pasul cause it can't. You know, on Yom Tov, there's no, like, special, because the Gemara says, that he brings a raya just to, like, you know, the Gemara says maybe we should build it on Yom Tov. Maybe we should say Asay Deich Alois Asay. Now, if it would be possible, there's a famous Taisvis on Memtes and Menachas that if you say Asay Deich Alois Asay, if it's possible, it doesn't get you anywhere. It just makes it Deich Alaver, but it doesn't Deich Absul. So you see that if you build it on Yom Tov, it's not possible. So anyway, now if the Rambam wrote both of them in one halacha, and he wrote the same words, and he didn't write anything that it's pasul, you see that the Rambam holds it's not pasul. And if you look taka in the Minchas Chinuch, he writes nira li, but the evidence kosher. He doesn't bring any Yerushalmi, nothing. Only in the new Machon Yerushalayim, Minchas Chinuch, they bring a list. He said, look in the Yerushalmi. He says, look in the Yerushalmi. But the Minchas Chinuch didn't look in the Yerushalmi. The Minchas Chinuch just says it's kosher. And that is how the Rambam is mashma. So, azoy, we could say, v'zeir gishmach. That the pshat is, the Rambam lishitasoy. Because the Rambam saw that the Gemara in Sukkah said that they're going to build it at night. Now, the Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi. He doesn't learn that it was Min HaShemayim. The Rambam learns Moshiach ben David built it at night. So you see that the Talmud Bavli is saying that it's kosher. The Talmud Yerushalmi says it's pasul. Very nice. But we don't go with that. We go with the Talmud Bavli. It is kosher. V'loizu belvad. But there's the emes is that if you look very carefully through the whole Yerushalmi there, It looks like there's a Ma'an D'Amar in the Yerushalmi himself that argues on that Ma'an D'Amar and holds it as kosher. And in the Ravid on Teres Kahanim, he says it very clearly that it's a machlekes. So it's really much better. So the pshat is it's a machlekes in the Yerushalmi, and from this Gemara we see that the din is that the halacha is that it's kosher. So b'meila the Rambam is really fine. But then it comes out one thing that according to the man the Omar that says in the Yerushalmi that the Beis Hamikdash is taka pasul, he wouldn't be able to go with this Gemara. He wouldn't be able to say this gezeirah of it being built at night because it would taka be pasul. But I heard a very nice svara from a Yid in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Shlomo Levi Alden. He was now my mechutin. He was there in the yeshiva with him when he was in Brisk. He was there when he came from England. This Yid Rav Shlomo Levi, and he had a big time chacham. And he wanted to say a very nice svara. He said like this: there's a yesoidus dika chilik between putting up a mishkan and putting up a Beis HaMikdash. What's that? When let's say they would travel from one place to another. So how do you make the mishkan kosher? You know, how do you make it ready to use? You put it up. You put it up and that's it. Now go. Be makav. Masha Enkin, when you put up the Beis HaMikdash, when you build it, it's not kosher yet. There's a whole Mishnah. You take a mincha and you go around and you have a procession and you mekadesh it with this whole thing. Sanhedrin and then Batumim and a whole procession. But by the Mishkan, you don't do anything. You just put it together. So it comes out that the Hakama of the Mishkan is a machshir. It's machshir, you know, that it's now kosher for use for avodah. When you put up the Beis HaMikdash, nothing happens. The kedusha does it. Now there's even a marsha, very nice marsha there in the beginning of Shavuos, and he says, why taka don't you have to go around by the mishkan? Zok the marsha, the difference is because the kedusha of the mishkan is in the walls. There's no kedushas mokim. The floor underneath is sand, is nothing. The kedusha is the walls, and the walls are kaddish already. You built them. They're nimshach. You put oil on each kerish, it says in the chumash, and that's it. Masha Enkin by the Beis HaMikdash, the main kedusha is in the makim. As we see that there's even one Ma'an D'Amar that we hold like the Fida Rambam, that the walls are gone and the kedusha is totally there because it's so. The inyan of doing that is like you're on the makim. Masha'inkein, by the Mishkan, where there is no Kedusha in the Makim, it's just the Kedusha's Ha'akrushim, you don't have that. So Memela, he wanted to tie them, where the Gazach. He said, if you look through all that, the Yerushalmi and Teres Kahanim about the Psul, it always says Mishkan. So maybe everyone's making a shtickle mistake. Not everyone. Certain svarim, the Minchas Chinuch, he said the other way, and the Rambam is saying the whole psul is only where the hakama is the machshir. If the hakama is the machshir, then you have a problem when you did it and how you did it. But in the Beis HaMikdash, where the building of the thing anyways isn't really the machshir anyways, and the whole kedusha anyways is when you put the kedusha by the procession into the makim, so the putting it up doesn't matter. That's what he wanted to tie in. And Memela would be miyashiv very nicely, a very nice svar. Now that so Memela the whole psul issue is only by the mishkan, but here we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. There is no issue of a psul at all. Yeah.
His thing. Maybe you could say that this Gemara never meant that you actually built anything at night or on Yom Tov. That you only did those the procession and the thing the mashia that made it kaddish at night or on Yom Tov.
Well, I mean, though, the thing is that the kaddish here, if you hold kitchel asid lava, you don't even need it. Uh-huh. So you only need.
You only need the
wall, the building. You because it's already Kaddish.
So
So Allah said, Lover, we're not going
to
do it.
One second. We have to step back for a second.
Yeah.
The Gemara says that they had the Me'ezra that they had that. Why did you need it?
Oh, so the Gemara says, if you hold Kitch Allah said, Lover, you didn't need it. And they did it for a Zechar Ba'alma, the Gemara says. And they didn't even do all the Protel, the Gemara says. They didn't even do everything right. If you hold it was like Kitch, then they really did do it. The Gemara Taka says. So then, okay, so now, that's what he wanted to answer. So I wanted to just add on with what Rav Shlomo Levi Waldman was saying, that you could also use that to explain that machlekes that we mentioned between the Tiferes Yisrael and the Tiferes Yaakov. Tiferes Yisrael says, a goyim can make the Beis HaMikdash, because we find in Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash, goyim did it. Tiferes Yaakov says, no, I think goyim are puzzle. And we don't really find that the Goyim actually did any of the real work. But the Tver Yisrael said that Goyim could build it. Now, how could he say something like that? We know that you need Hakama. And if you did it with a monkey, it's possible. So, L'chayr, if you need Hakama, you need a Yid, L'chayr. L'chayr, unless someone will tell, why would you need Hakama? Because it says Takim. If it says Takim, it's talking to a Yid. I would imagine that you would need to eat. Okay, it's not foolproof. Somebody could say not like that. But Azoy, we could say a Pashut answer. That's by the Mishkan. By the Mishkan, you need Hakama. There's a whole thing. It's a machshir and everything. And it has to be in the day. And it has to do. But by the Beis HaMikdash, it could fall down. It doesn't make any difference. You can have a monkey. You could talk have a guy. You could have a monkey. You could have it fall down from Shemayim. We don't have any... it doesn't matter. The Kedusha will be done by the procession. And the building is a building. The building is a binyan ba'alma. That could help to answer that kasha. Fine. So let's, before we get any further, let's make a sikum of what happened over here. We went through the din of binyan balayla. The Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash could be built balayla. So the question was, how could you? There's an Isser and there's a Psul. So on the Isser, Rashi and Tais say it's Hashem. What's with the Psul? So we gave a Shver option that maybe it was just a Mizbeach and it was only a night Mizbeach. We didn't like it. At the end of the whole thing, we ended up saying the Stipler's Pshat that the shiny Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, there is no problems there. There's no binyan, there's no asiyah, there's no night, everything is fine, it's shiny by shlishi. That was what he said. Then we said, what will we do for the Rambam, who learns the Gemara means you're going to build it by a human at night? So the Miri says, as far as the Isser, they'll make a mistake. And as far as the Psul, the Rambam paskins, there is no Psul. The Rambam paskins, there is no Psul. He paskins like the other Shita. Third answer was that the whole psul is only by the Mishkan, and there is no psul at all by the Beis HaMikdash. There's no dini masiyah, nothing, there's no psul at all. Okay, so those are the three answers we're saying on the psul. Either it's like the stipler, or that we paskin, not like that man, the Amar of the psul, or that the whole psul is only in the Mishkan. Okay, now just end off with the question that many Acharonim ask. Why do we say ladies are chayav in this mitzvah? If it's not at night, it's a zman grama. If it's not at night. Zok the stipler, that's tully in this whole shmooze. If it's puzzle at night, the kasha is a kasha. But if it's the Rambam's way, that it's good b'di'evid, so we have a klal that if it's only an isser to do it at night, isser never makes something zman grama. For example, he gives, let's say makkah. It says makkah is not zman grama. Why? It's also to build a makkah on Shabbos. So he brings a whole bunch of acharonim and say it doesn't matter. As long as if you did it, it's done, then it's not zman grama. You shouldn't, but you could. So if you hold that the binyan Beis HaMikdash is kosher balayla, then there's no zman grama. The kasha is only if you go like the Mal Nomer that it's pasul balayla. So the Maaseh, the Rama happens to hold that it is kasher balayla, and he's the one that said the ladies are chayv, so he won't have a problem. But Lamaisa, there's another teretz, and I'll just mention it because of Turi Evan. We mentioned it, I think, the second week that we had these chaburs. The Turi Evan has the yesod that a mitzvah that comes back and back and back, and it never goes away, even if it has to jump over the night, is high for ladies. So it's not called Zmagrama. So the Beis Yitzchak says, Divrei Turi Evin Chazokim Kirei Mutzak, and Memela, this is the answer for the Beis HaMikdash. Because the same thing, if you didn't build it, you have to do it tomorrow. And if you didn't do it tomorrow, it never leaves. Zman Grom is only like that. There's an ending time that, like, after this Zman, it's gone. The mitzvah is gone. But if it will be Oil Me Olamim, just with separate, you know, have sakim, is not as man grama. So that's the Beis HaMikdash. So he asked tzitzis, and he says, no, by tzitzis, you lost the old one, the old mitzvah, and now you'll just get a new mitzvah of tzitzis. But Bashenkin, here, it's a one-time building thing. So Mameli, that's the answer of the Beis Yitzchak. Okay, that's all short. Oh, in case anyone, tomorrow night I'm making a chasana. In Shemre Emuna. I don't come here anyway. It's Wednesday night. So 6:45 is Kabbalah's Purim, 7:30 is the Chuppah, 10 o'clock is the Kala. I tried to give everyone a patient. Maybe someone didn't get by mistake, but yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we talked about Purim, yeah.